And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. It's Wednesday afternoon, our regularly scheduled visit with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford. Jamesetta, how are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing pretty well for the most part. I understand you had a fairly large meeting last night, and there was a lot on the agenda. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the comprehensive plan. And it looks like there was a decision made to hire a consultant to update that. What can you tell me about that?
Sure. The last time this comprehensive plan, the existing one, was developed was 2008. And it turns out that we're actually going to use the same firm. We approved that to guide us through the process. And, you know, that's comprehensive plans. They are a guiding document for land use and land development in particular. And then there's the UDO, which are the regulations and the ordinances about, you know, you can have this there and what the different zoning things categories mean. And one of our, we talked about it quite a while, actually, because we had no problem with, we're going to hire this person, this company. But, you know, just what the process would look like and how much community engagement can we do? What's the planning board's role? What's the commissioner's role? And I think we asked for a bit more involvement, and we want to be very, very involved. We want the public very involved. So we're excited about that. And there are some two subcontractors to help with that engagement piece as well. I think it's supposed to take about 2 years as well.
Just curious, you said it's been on the books since 2008. As somebody who works in local government on a day-to-day basis, does it feel like the comprehensive plan was effective? I obviously, you're updating it for a reason, but as a concept, was the comprehensive plan effective over the last 10 years or so?
I really think it is. I think it was quite actually visionary. They really looked forward as far as environmental protections and looking at where economic growth could be guided and trying to tie that in with other needs of the county. I think we might consider things like, well, okay, now looking at besides parks, what about affordable housing? I don't know that affordable housing was quite the issue in 2008. That it is now. And I believe that, the Parks Master Plan is being reviewed and updated as well. We're going to have a new climate action plan, and we'll have our strategic plan. So we're going to have some of the questionnaires that go out to the public will be overlapping so that we have more information and a little more diversity of issues to include.
We're visiting with Jamesetta Bedford, the chair of the Orange County Commissioners, talking about the Board of Commissioners meeting last night, and specifically the decision to hire a consultant to update the comprehensive plan. Is there anything else in there that stood out that feels like it needs updated? You mentioned the affordable housing being a much bigger issue now than it was back in 2008. Anything else along those lines?
Well, and climate change may look emphasize more, you know, atmospheric gases as compared to clean water. Of course, we still want clean water and clean air. I think that could be look different. And I think in 2008, we were not aware of minority neighborhoods, say out towards Eflin, and some were designated EDDs, and that probably may need a small area plan update. There was a small area plan done, but with more consciousness of protecting these minority communities in our county as well.
That's the voice of Jamesetta Bedford. We're talking Board of Commissioners meeting last night. And before we move on from comprehensive plan talk, was there anything else that you wanted to mention in terms of the comprehensive plan?
Oh, no. I mean, they're going to start kickoff, I guess, in July with some basic interviews. But so look towards the fall for community engagement activities.
And also at that meeting last night, you saw some demonstrations and recognized some area robotics teams, and that sounded pretty exciting. What can you tell us about that?
it was really nice. The two high schools in Orange County School, Orange High and Cedar Ridge have one team, and then East Chapel Hill High had a team, Carborough High has a team, and Chapel Hill High has a team, and they each demonstrated their robots. Two of those teams went to nationals recently. Two of the other teams participated in the state and won some different divisions. What impressed me was that part of it's not just STEM education, engineering, but they also do and are judged on their impact. So one of the teams had taken a little kid scooter, not even a scooter, a little, not a walker, so that a child who can't walk could sit in it and have wheels and go. And it was very cool. So adapting, using their engineering skills, that for children. And they were all, I think all of them, involved in trying to work with middle schoolers or elementary age kids to show them some of the techniques and get them interested. That was very impressive, as well as their public speaking. I mean, at that age, even in my 30s and 40s, when I thought I had to go speak to county commissioners, my voice would tremble. They have their little phones and they're reading their speeches and making nine count. It was marvelous. It was really nice to see their parents and their mentors and these students all turn out to be recognized.
There's nothing more uplifting than seeing a group of young people that have worked hard on something and achieved it. There's just something about that makes everything feel a little bit better.
Yes, our future is in solid, good hands, and how they collaborated amongst each other. They had a Wake County school team, you know, helping each other, showing Carborough's team has been shut down for 2 years due to COVID and graduation. So these other teams helping them, you know, with advice. Well, why don't you try this with your, they're all four very different robots. So try this, try that, was also a nice aspect.
We're speaking with Jamesetta Bedford, the chair of the Orange County Commissioners. We were emailing before this conversation, and you asked if it was too early to talk about the Uproar Art Festival. And I say it's never too early to talk about a big arts festival. So it's coming up in July. What can you tell us about that?
The towns are involved, the county is involved, the community is involved, UNC. It is going to be a run from July 14th through August 12th. Yeah, it's geared to be accessible so that folks who may be in wheelchairs or have walkers or have some mobility issues, or if they can't see well, there will be audio to help describe these, I don't know what to call them, installments, large scale outdoor works of art. It's planned for this summer because that's when, you know, towns kind of can be a little dead, and we need to, by hosting this, we will drive some economic development, some spending, some folks coming to visit our town and our county that hopefully will then visit again. We got a National Endowment of the Arts Award. That's the first ever for our Arts Commission. We're very proud of that. And there will be a People's Choice Award. So you will get to rate your top 10 favorites as you can visit one day, visit another day. You can go around town, the county, to see these installations. And those artists, will be, I think it was $10,000, and then a juried process too for an award of another $10,000. And these are artists from the Southeast who, instead of it costing them out of pocket to attend, they will get four nights lodging and the mileage, and I think $500 just to participate. So they have over 100, I think 101 applicants. I don't know how many. What I say, 60 or so that were selected. I think we pair that up with our Year of the Trail so that folks come out when it's early and not so hot, go for a little hike, have some lunch, see some art, and spend a nice day in the county.
And this is the first year of this festival, right?
Absolutely, and I believe it's the first in North Carolina like this. So soon there will be calls for volunteers. I know I've seen it. I've signed up to help like some professionals, people experienced maybe before, to set up, but others to maybe help. Well, sort of like a docent at a particular, I don't know what it's going to look like at a particular exhibit, or there might be media things to do. I don't know what all will be involved, but that'll be coming.
And the website to find more information on that is uproarfestnc.com. And I'm pretty excited about this. I've now reached the point where I've been through an entire calendar year living here. And I was like, I don't remember this last year at all, but it's because it didn't happen. It's brand new.
Right. And UNC usually has their arts week. I usually miss it. But this will be countywide, and it's pretty exciting. David Wheeler, he's the retired director of the museum, North Carolina Museum of Art, is going to be one of the judges. And it'll be a different kind of art. I think more appealing to the masses. You don't have to have any art training to appreciate this.
Yeah, I get the impression there's going to be some really big, neat-looking stuff around. How that plays out exactly, I'm not sure, but that's the vibe I'm getting.
Right. I don't know. Not Cadillacs out in the desert, but something like that. I'm teasing.
We're speaking with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, James Etta Bedford. We're almost out of time. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
We also approved three sites. Two are, one's a historic church with a cemetery, and another is the Friends Cemetery out in Hillsboro, and another private home for landmark designation, which helps preserve some of the our history in the county. There's still another step where it comes back as a ordinance, something else the county commissioners have to approve. It's no cost to the residents. The state runs this program, but that's on the agenda if people want to go check it out. It was pretty interesting learning about these historic cemeteries, some from the 1700s, and some without markers, some with very plain rocks, and I found it fascinating.
Absolutely. Look forward to hearing more about that as it goes through the next step of the process. I'm always excited to learn about historical places, particularly ones that haven't already had a marker up in front of them for decades. So it'll definitely be interesting. James Etta, thanks as always for making the time to jump on the phone with us, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Good, and we hope to see people at Blackwood Park, 11 o'clock, grand opening Friday. Thank you.